Blackstone Audio presents Townie, a memoir by Andre Dubuque III. For Austin, Ariadne, and Elias. And the Boys Try to Look So Hard, Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. Part 1. Queen Slipper City of the World. 1. I did not look into the mirror, not yet. Not in the morning. My body was still so small, and I only looked at it right after the weights when my muscles were filled with blood. There came the tap of my father's horn outside. We were going running together, but what about shoes? All I owned were a pair of dingo boots, the square-toed kind with the brass ring cinched in at the ankle. The horn tapped again. I stepped into my younger brother's room. Jeb was sitting shirtless in a chair, playing chords on his guitar in time to the metronome his teacher had bought him. His hair was wild and there was brown fuzz across his chin and cheeks. "Jeb, you have any sneakers?" He shook his head, kept playing, the metronome ticking, ticking, ticking. I ran into Zazan's room. My older sister was just about to turn 17 and she was curled asleep, her back to me. Her room smelled like dope and cigarette smoke. There were album covers spread on the floor at the foot of the bed, Robin Trower, 10 years after, the Rolling Stones. In a swath of sunlight, her blue sneakers lay side by side next to balled-up hip-huggers. "Suzanne, can I borrow your sneakers? I'm running with Dad." She mumbled something, and I knew she wouldn't be up for another hour or two anyway. I grabbed her shoes, stole some white socks from her drawer, and ran outside. It was a Monday in August, the sun almost directly above us in a deep blue sky. We only saw Pop on the occasional Wednesday when he saw each of us alone, and on Sundays when he...